Unit 4. Myths about pimples. Almost everybody has had acne. Acne, also known as pimples or zits, is a normal part of growing up. When kids reach puberty, their bodies experience many changes. As the levels of hormones in teens' bodies change, teens frequently develop pimples. And many people continue to have pimples after puberty. But what can we do to cure pimples? Unfortunately, many cures people think will work on pimples are really just myths. The first myth is that popping pimples is the best way to get rid of them. Picking your pimple will actually push the germs further under your skin. This can cause more redness, pain, and even an infection. For that reason, doctors who specialize in skin problems normally encourage people not to pop their pimples. Other myths relate to what causes pimples. For instance, one myth claims that eating fatty foods or chocolate can cause acne. The truth is that eating a candy bar or a piece of pizza will not cause pimples. Even so, you should still try to eat foods that are good for you. Another myth is that stress can cause acne. Stress comes in many forms, like a big exam at school or problems with friends. This stress can often cause your skin to create extra oil. The truth is, though, that this extra oil does not necessarily cause any more pimples. Also, do you think that washing your face frequently will help get rid of pimples? Of course, washing your face is a good idea, but washing your face too much could irritate the skin more, making the pimples even worse. A final myth is that not wearing makeup can help cure pimples. In fact, some makeups or face creams actually have special medicine in them to fight pimples. As a result, not all of them are bad for you. As you can see, there are many myths about pimples. The best idea is to ask your doctor which remedies are the best for you. With luck, your problem will clear up quickly.